The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This program was recorded for broadcast at this time. Welcome to What's the Score, a series solely dedicated to the support of Central Florida small business and entrepreneurs, donated as a community service by Salem Media Group.
And now let's head into the Rich Jekyll Score Studio with Christopher Hart and Lucy Polito.
Hello and welcome to What's the Score, the show designed to help you come up with that winning combination for your business. And as always, we have the winning combination for you today, starting with the award-winning score counselor, Lucy Polito. How are you doing today, Lucy?
I am great, Chris, and how are you?
Excellent, and you look great, and you sound great.
Thank you.
So I'll take your word for it. I am Christopher Hart of the American Adversaries Radio Show, but of course this show is all about score and everything they got going on, and they got something big going on right around the corner here, ladies and gentlemen. We'll tell you once again about it here in just a moment. And but don't forget, SCORE is always there for you, whether you're starting a business, running a business, maybe want to sell a business, want to expand a business. SCORE can help you through all of it. And all you have to do is ask for their help. They're, of course, located in the National Entrepreneur Center in the Orlando Fashion Square Mall on the West End. And we'll tell you what's going on there here in just a few days. And, of course, you can call them if you'd like to make an appointment, meet with a counselor. Maybe you have a question that can be answered over the phone. If they can't do it right then, they can maybe hook you up with someone who can. That's the advantage of working with SCORE. That number, 407-420-4844 for SCORE, 407-420-4844. By the way, the office hours are 9 to 4, Monday through Thursday, and then 9 to 1 on Friday. And if you call during those office hours, you'll actually get a human being, or they'll call you right back. If you call after hours, they'll call you right back on that very next business day. And as I said, Lucy, something big happening right around the corner.
It is big, and it is happening next week, and I certainly am looking forward to it. It'll be the 15th of March, which is next Wednesday.
Yep.
And we're looking forward to seeing everyone there. Everybody is welcome. Although it's called a women's event, it truly is for everyone. And we would love to see all of you, and women, of course, are especially welcome. It is going to be a program to help women in business. So we have some excellent speakers, and we are really concentrating on trying to get women to do and be better at networking. We seem to have that a little bit of a weakness, we notice. So we're trying to improve that, and we're trying to help people with that. So we look forward to seeing all of you. The more, the better. And certainly I will be there, so I will be looking forward to talking to many of you ladies.
All right, and make sure you tell Lucy you heard her on the radio. And once again, that's the March the 15th. The doors will open at 8 a.m. The event itself will begin at 9, but you need to come on a little early so you can get registered and begin to do a little networking. And then, of course, it's going to go till about 3:30 in the afternoon. There is a slight charge. It's very reasonable. And you can go to orlando.score.org to get tickets. That will include lunch and everything throughout the day. So orlando.score.org to get your tickets. And it's, once again, this is focused for women. There'll be a lot of exhibitors there as well as speakers. And it's focused on networking. So come on out and be a part of this. March the 15th, doors open 8 a.m., orlando.score.org. And while you're there, of course, at the website, if you have not been there before, if you have, of course, you know what I'm about ready to say, and that is there's a lot of great information and tools there for you as well. And you got the archive, for instance, of this radio show. You got also archive of events that some events that SCORE does, And, of course, they're always doing, like, the Coffee with the Leader presentations twice a month. They have their regular business workshops, the five basic tools, classes to take to before you begin, and a lot of other educational webinars and things. And then, of course, this event here, you'll want to attend live. So that's once again on March the 15th. So, ladies and gentlemen, be there, and we'll see you there. So, as I said, they got a lot of other things going on, too, and there'll be a lot of, by the way, there'll be other SCORE counselors there to meet as well, won't there be, Lucy? I mean, you're not going to be there by yourself.
Correct, yes, and we, no, I'll have all these wonderful, good-looking men around me, so that's great.
Well, that brings us to our guest today. I don't know if he'll be there, but he is a SCORE counselor, so I'd like to welcome to the show for the first time, Richard Kingdon. Richard, thanks for being with us.
Chris, thank you so much. Lucy, for the invitation. I appreciate it.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you got a bit of an accent. And the way we start around here anyway is we have our guests tell us a little bit about their personal lives, like where they were born, where they're from, went to school, the beginning of their careers, that sort of thing, before we get to what's going on today. So you know what to do. Take it away, Richard.
Okay. Well, the accent is a little bit of a giveaway, I guess. I was born just outside Manchester in England. And I went all through my high school and college in England. And I graduated from college with a law degree, which is in England is an undergraduate degree, not a graduate degree. And I joined, and I wanted to do things sort of international. And so I joined an international shipping company that was based in Liverpool. And they took just a handful of graduates every year on the on a program. And when I got to Liverpool, I discovered that this was known as the Bleep Student Princes program, because people in Liverpool have a very quick wit and are very intolerant of any sort of pompousness. And so their goal in life was to take us student princes down a couple of pegs. If we thought we were going to come in and change the world, well, we weren't, because we had to work through them first. So I spent, the program was supposedly for two and a half years, and I did about 6 months, and they sent me on a course, and I met a gentleman who was running the office for this company in Jakarta, Indonesia. And I have to say, I had to go home and look up where Jakarta, Indonesia was. But he and I sort of hit it off. He was a Dutchman, and if your history is okay, you'd know that Indonesia was a Dutch colony, and only in the Second World War, the end of the war, the UK managed it, I think, for a couple of years, and then it gained its independence. So a lot of Dutch were smoking, and so the office down there was traditionally managed by the Dutch subsidiary of our British company. So one day I got on a plane and I, 30 hours later, I got off. I was in a terrible house in Liverpool. I mean, in terms of it was very run down and there were four young people living there and, it was just very modest. And I got to Indonesia and, it's right on the equator and it was extremely hot. And mostly the senior people in all these offices were expats. And so young single males were a great deal for the companies, right? Because they could put two or three of us in one house.
Sure.
And we didn't have children and we didn't have educational expenses and they didn't have to pay us very much. And for our side, it was just fantastic, you know, to go across the world and get involved in a different culture and have a lot of freedom, both from a commercial perspective and obviously from a fun perspective, to be able to do that. So I was there for 2 or 3 years, and then they asked me to go to New York City, because in the shipping business, most of the freight is actually controlled by the exporter, not the importer. And the trade was primarily exporting from the East Coast of the United States, going out to Southeast Asia. And so I did a couple of years in New York City. And during that time, I'd actually, I met my wife down in Indonesia, and I went back and we got married, and then she came back to New York, and I think we lived for about 9 months or something in New York. And then I went off to graduate school in California, and she came with me, and she went to, she took an accounting degree, at one of the Cal State universities, and I got my MBA. And then the key for that stage, I was still still just a visa holder in the United States, and so I wanted to become a permanent resident. And so there were various companies, particularly the top consulting companies, that were prepared to take on foreign students, and if they did okay, they would sponsor them for a green card. And once you got a green card, then you could move from job to job, be a landed immigrant. So I joined a company called Bain & Company, which was sort of a competitor to McKinsey and some of these other big international consulting firms. And they and I worked with them. They moved me to Boston. And so we the two of us moved to Boston. I had a couple of kids.
Is that right?
And I worked there for about 6 years.
Well, let's pause it right there. And when we come back, you can pick it up. And once again, we're speaking with Richard Kingdon. He is a SCORE counselor, along with Lucy Polito. And once again, they are just two of about five dozen here locally and around 15,000 nationally, ladies and gentlemen, all with various experience, as you can tell from Richard here. And all of them are willing to offer up their experience, their counseling, and their wisdom to you. All you have to do is ask for it. And we forgot to tell you the price. It's actually that only inflation-proof price there is. And what's it again, Lucy? What's that price? How much?
It is free.
That's right. The big F word. There you go. Thank you, Richard. The big F word, as Rich used to say. So absolutely no charge to you, thanks to some great sponsors and grants. So all you have to do is ask for their help. In the meantime, please stay with us, and we'll be right back with more of What's the Score? Welcome back to What's the Score? Along with Lucy Polito and myself, Christopher Hart, our guest today is Richard Kingdon. He is a SCORE counselor as well. He immigrated to this country along with his wife, him from England, and his wife from Southeast Asia. And he was just telling us how he sort of made his way here. He was in California, and then you left us off. You were in Boston. And you went from working for a shipping company to a big consulting firm, if I'm not mistaken. I thought I heard you say that. It was a Bain Capital?
Yeah, well, it was called Bain & Company. It was the consulting arm of Bain. Bain Capital was just being formed then.
I see.
And so we mostly work with big Fortune, typically Fortune 100 companies and business units of those, trying to help them sort out problems. And not so dissimilar from SCORE, but on a slightly bigger scale.
But for corporations instead of individuals. Was this primarily shipping things that was your division?
None.
Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead.
None. No, it was all different. We used to have a rule in those days, or Bain had a rule, that they would only work for one company in an industry, because we wanted to make that company the absolute winner. And so, you know, we had one bank, we had one elevator company, we had one information technology company. That's changed over time, but when I was there, we had to win a client and then learn about the industry and then help them build that business. Our hope was that they could build it to be distinctive and have sustainable competitive advantage, which is, again, is something I always preach to our young SCORE entrepreneurs. You've got to find your little niche that makes you somewhat different from anybody else. And then people will want your products or services. So that's what we did.
And then, I'm sorry. So this was all while you were living in Boston?
Oh, when we were living in Boston, right. I traveled all around the country, not much internationally, but a good amount all around the country. And I did that for about 6 years. It was really a very selfish job because it was intellectually fascinating, but it was with a young family. I had to really travel a lot. And when people paying a lot of money for your services, whatever they ask for, you sort of have to do. And so after about 5 or 6 years, I decided I'd like to get more back into running companies and be a bit more in control of my own destiny. And so I actually got picked up by United Technologies and went back to England to be one of the executives that was running Otis, the elevator company in the UK.
Oh.
And so that was really fun to go back. I never lived in London, so I went back to England as an expat because now I was American based.
That's a good deal.
That was a good deal, and we lived in Battersea, and we lived in Clapham or Clam, as they called it, Gateway to the South, just south of the river, and we had a great time living in London, and Otis was just a fantastic company and a wonderful business.
Why did you want to leave that?
Well, I was on a contract for 3 years, and there weren't really that many opportunities in the UK. The managing director of the business was doing really well and comfortable, and I was still pretty young, so there weren't opportunities really to move up within Otis UK. So I came back to the US. And did a few months with Otis, but realized I hadn't done a very good, when you go overseas and you work for a big company, you should try and keep your links with home strong. And I'd not done that. Also, I didn't really have any links before I left because they took me straight there. So I didn't really have a great bed to come back to. And so I started looking for some other things, and there was a business that the U.S. government wanted to privatize. Maggie Thatcher had done a lot of privatizations in the U.K., and there was still some thought in the U.S. that maybe businesses could be taken out of the U.S. government. And one of the targets was an entity that enriched uranium for nuclear fuel plants, for commercial nuclear fuel plants. And that was called the United States Enrichment Corporation. It was a fully owned subsidiary of the Department of Energy when we first started. And our goal was to do an initial public offering on the New York Stock Exchange. And we did. It took us about twice as long as we thought it would.
Right.
So I think it took nearly 6 years to do it. Wow. And this was Clinton was president at that time, and obviously you can imagine it was a little bit political. Interestingly, at that time also the Soviet Union collapsed some, and you might remember all the nuclear warheads and materials were in the Ukraine. And so there was an enormous push to pull product, to secure nuclear product in the Ukraine, and then also to take product, if we could, out of Russia and to burn it in commercial nuclear plants. And of course, military grade uranium is I don't know, up in the 80%, 80-90% enrichment, and commercial nuclear reactors run at about 5%. So basically, you can cut it down to 5% enrichment again fairly easily. And so we fed money back to Russia and to the Ukraine in exchange for basically securing this material. It was a government program called the Swords to Plowshares. And really, it went okay. And we managed to take a controlling role in that and not allow this material either to go to places it shouldn't or to flood into the U.S. market and completely bust it up, you know, because they weren't so worried about what price they got for it. And we were trying to keep the market reasonably stable for the longer term, because there's obviously commercial nuclear power is still a significant part of the energy infrastructure here in the U.S.
Just for a moment here, it sounds like that this is a sort of a testament to the safety factor of nuclear energy, that it's a fairly, very safe form of energy. I mean, if you can take nuclear weapons and downgrade them into commercial grade uranium and safely do that, and be able to use this stuff. I mean, it sounds like it's fairly. I don't want to oversimplify it, but it's much safer than oftentimes people might think.
Right, and it's also you know, it, other than the nuclear waste, which you know is absolutely a challenge, but not a challenge that can't be managed and has been managed for decades. It's it doesn't generate any emissions, and nuclear reactors run 24/7 when they're not being refueled. So as you move towards different types of energy like solar or wind, which don't operate 24/7, then it actually is a very good complement to other forms of environmentally positive energy generation.
Bad reputation.
But they're very expensive to build. In fact, I was just listening to the radio. There's a new plant. Southern Energy Vogtle has just they've just brought online one plant, I think, this week. And they're bringing on another plant in about 3 months. And those are the last two nuclear reactors that have been built in the United States as we speak today.
I know. And it's the first two that have been completed in a long time as well, isn't it?
That's correct. I think it's 7 or 8 years since another one has been commissioned. So, and then we also sold a lot into Japan and to Korea. And of course, Fukushima and everything. There were some issues that came through there when their plants weren't appropriately secure from typhoon waves and everything.
Right.
But the Japanese and the Koreans have been absolutely brilliant at running nuclear power stations, and they were very, very good at it. As of course are the French, but we didn't sell much into France. So I was responsible for all the revenue generation around the world for this business. And then, of course, actively involved with the actual IPO process. And that was a lot of fun. You know, you have an investment bank and you fly around in little jets.
You get to meet with all the high rollers like Lucy Pulido and people like
that's
her.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
And they'd criticize you for what food was on the what did you serve for lunch? No pork chops. Tease us.
All right. Well,
so anyway, I'm rambling.
All right, well, hold on. We'll just hold it right there, because we'll take a break. When we come back, I want to find out how you got to be a SCORE counselor. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking with Richard Kingdon, who is a SCORE counselor. As you can see, he's got a fascinating background, a wealth of expertise, and international affairs, international business affairs. And all you have to do to activate counselors like him to be your counselor, your mentor, is to ask for their help. Go to 407-420-4844 for SCORE. And, of course, the website, orlando.score.org, where, don't forget, you can get your tickets still for the Women's Business Conference coming up this Wednesday, March the 15th at 8 a.m. when the doors open. The event begins at 9. Get there early to register and begin networking and find out more about networking that day. We'll be right back with more of What's the Score. The Score. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, get your tickets for the Women's Business Conference at orlando.score.org and be there Wednesday, this the 15th, that's right, at 8 a.m. when the doors open to get registered and get in and get ready for a great day of networking and great speakers and great exhibitors. And, of course, Lucy Pulido will be there, right, Lucy?
That is correct. I shall be there. Greeting everyone.
There you go. And our guest who is with us today is probably going to be there as well. We'll find out. I am Christopher Hart. Who knows? I might even stop by for a little while. Anyway, our guest today is Richard Kingdon, and he is a SCORE counselor. And Richard, I mean, you've been all over the place and done a lot of things. How did you end up being a SCORE counselor? What led you to that?
Okay. Well, after the nuclear business, I got into helping run private equity funded businesses, and I was involved in three of them over 20 years. And you're I'm sure familiar with the concept, but private equity firms buy these were all manufacturing businesses, and so private equity firms buy a business. And they seek to improve it. They seek to grow it. They seek to improve its margins, and they seek to position it such that they can transact it. And I was involved in the cycle of two of those firms. And then the first one I was involved with, they didn't transact till after I'd moved on for a few years. But that gave me this sort of entrepreneurial bug. Because when you're running one of these businesses, perhaps 100 million, 200 million, that sort of size, then you have to be involved with everything associated with the business. And I enjoyed that a lot. The people, the strategic planning, the financials, the safety, the efficiency of the manufacturing operations, the customers, everything. So I enjoyed that a great deal. And the last assignment I had was down here in Orlando, and that was involved with a company that was feeding into the defense sector, making high reliability electronics, and so that business transacted a couple of 3 years ago, and then I stayed on for about 18 months to help the new owners bed themselves in, and then they took off on their own, and I wondered whether I wanted to do that again. And I thought, really, wouldn't it be nice to give something back and find a vehicle that I could work with entrepreneurs and small business people and perhaps be a sounding board and use some of this breadth of experience, which is a bit random, but it's all there, and help them bring their concepts to reality. And so SCORE just fit that bill for me.
And Lucy, this is important to know that, once again, we highlight the fact on the show that the SCORE counselors come from all walks of life. And both you and Richard were not entrepreneurs in the traditional sense of the word. You worked for major corporations, international corporations, global corporations, and yet you still have valuable skills and valuable wisdom and experience to relate to somebody who wants to start, like we had the lady on a couple of weeks ago, Ms. Otto, starting a cake shop, right?
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, at the end of the day, business, I suppose business is kind of the same anywhere in the world. You know, what you start a business because you want to make a product, sell a product, or you have a great idea and so on. You always need financing. You have to have the finance to do it. And if you don't have it, then you have to find out how to do it. So, you know, all these things are basic, I think, around the world, really, because you need to have the knowledge of the operation. You need to know how to deal with customers on how you're going to sell it. So you have to know how to market it. You have to know, you know, what type of people you're going to employ. You have to know what are the necessities of whatever it is you're setting up. What is it you need? You have to know how to do a business plan so that you can be successful. So all of that is needed no matter where you go in and you want to have a business. So I think both Rich and I and many of our, if not all of our people at SCORE have all gone through that. And we've all lived through the good, the bad, and the ugly of all of that stuff. And so we want to give back so that people don't make sometimes the mistakes that perhaps some of us have made. So that's what it's all about, really. I don't think it's any mystery. If you have been in business, you know what the basics are, what they have to be. And that's what we try to teach. We need to teach people what the basics are. We need to tell them how they have to be really very knowledgeable on some of the basic things for business. And that's what we're there for, to guide them. You know, not everybody knows everything about everything. So the good news is SCORE has people that have all types of experiences. And if we don't have it locally, we have it nationwide. I cannot think of a business that isn't represented via SCORE somehow, whether it's local or whether it's in the state or perhaps somewhere in the country. But if there is someone who is not available or doesn't know enough about the subject matter locally, we certainly can put you in touch with someone within SCORE that can help you. So that's the advantage of SCORE. I mean, this is a service that's just unbelievable that you can have. And if you, you know, really want to follow through on your dream, we are there to help.
And so, yeah, go ahead, Richard.
Lucy, I think that's very, 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 very well put. And we do have, I'm actually involved now in the recruiting of new mentors to SCORE in the Orlando chapter. And it is, it's a lot of fun. They come in and they're fascinating and they've got these varied backgrounds and how we could bring them in and match them to the sort of clients that we're looking for, that approach us. And interestingly, more and more, they're coming from diverse backgrounds with, obviously, Lucy is multilingual and multicultural, but not all of our mentors, me included, are not. And so broadening that scope so, you know, we can give advice, in Spanish and again, with a cultural affinity, if you will, to the creative people who want to set up businesses. It's I think they very much warm to that, and it you know, there's a shorthand that we can communicate if we can marry the right mentor with the right mentee.
How long have you been a SCORE counselor, Richard?
18 months, I think, now.
Okay. All right. And so you're on a recruitment drive for more counselors. How can somebody become a counselor?
They can go to the SCORE website, www.score.org/Orlando. And there's a block there which says, you know, if you're interested in being a mentor, like to be a volunteer, then you can actually fill in an application. And then we have a formal process for reviewing those. And we will get back to you very quickly, you know, within a matter of days, and organize a couple of interviews and explain what we do and see if there's a good fit. You know, it's all about fit.
All about fit. And then you don't just walk in the door and one day you're a counselor, do you?
No. We have a shall I take this one, Lucy, or do you want to take this one?
No. What we have is we have a training program, if you will, because you have to know what the score nationwide, what the rules are and regulations. So you have to be trained. It takes, I would say, about 30 days technically to be trained. And, you know, that's so that you know that you learn. Not that we have any kind of lingo, but you need to know the actual various areas of technology that we have, which are, you know, it's not too much, but you have to know it like any business. You have to get to know the system and how we operate. Part of the training is we don't just say, okay, you're trained, go to it. No, we actually sit with people or future counselors, and we have experienced counselors that will be with you for a bit to make sure that you understand what the policies of SCORE are and that they are able to probably direct the client to the proper way, the proper area. So, yeah, it's a 30-day training program, I think, approximately.
Yeah, probably a bit longer, actually.
Probably a bit longer. But really, I mean, it's been shortened now because obviously we have computers, so a lot of things are simple, and you can do it at your leisure. I mean, a lot of the stuff is on the computer, so you can just do it anytime you want to do it. And then we actually have one-on-one training. Usually we partner with somebody that's already a SCORE counselor so that they can guide you along the way. Rich, I haven't done that in a long time, so maybe there's more to it than that now.
No, I think, and then, you know, SCORE runs a whole series of webinars. Last year, we had just a handful under 10,000 registered participants from the greater Orlando area. And we did about 2,200 one-on-one counseling partnerships, if you will, you know, individual school mentees.
Okay, well, when we come back, hold it right there, if you would, Richard, because when we come back, we'll pick up the conversation once again about being a SCORE counselor, as Richard Kingdon and Lucy Polito are. In the meantime, please stay with us because we are coming right back with more of What's the Score? Back to What's the Score? Thank you for tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, and telling your friends and family about the show. We really appreciate it because the audience really has grown and SCORE has noticed the difference as well. And before we get back to the conversation with Lucy Polito and Richard Kingdon, both SCORE counselors, just want to remind you that one reason the SCORE is noticing a difference and that more people know about SCORE is because they utilize radio. It's still one of the most effective forms of communication, ladies and gentlemen, mass communication. And you can do it so easily because you got great experts here at Salem Media Group Orlando who are ready to help you both with an on-air radio sound, over the air, I should say, and also over the internet, because with Salem Surround, they have experts here locally who know the area here locally, and they know the internet inside and out, and they can put together a great program for you, either on the internet alone or perhaps also coordinated with an over-the-air presence. So all you have to do is reach out to them. You can go to surroundorlando.com. That's one way to do it, surroundorlando.com. Or you can call them, 407-618-1760, 407-618-1760. 618-1760. And once again, you can also utilize the sound of radio, maybe even in your own voice. All right, so check it out and tell them you heard about it on the What's the Score show, if you would, please. All right, back to Richard. You're once again giving us sort of the ins and outs of, you know, being a score counselor in terms of being trained. And this is primarily to familiarize you with the score system, so to speak, not to try to school you on how to make counseling decisions, but how to be a counselor. Is that a fair way to put it?
I think that's correct. But certainly the values of that SCORE embraces are very important. Obviously, the ethical considerations. None of us can have any benefit whatsoever from the relationships that we develop through our counseling services. And then obviously we need to we need to keep an open mind. The critical thing to being a good mentor is keeping an open mind and just listening and understanding exactly what the individual is trying to do, and then try and be constructive in terms of what about this, what about that, how, what do you think the critical steps are and how you could move them forward in their thinking. And sometimes, you know, the ideas need a little more forming. And other times, the folks have absolutely got it, and it's a question of trying to coach them to the shortest distance between two points, right? And help them be successful.
Lucy, I saw you nodding your head.
Well, yeah, I agree. I mean, that's the whole goal of SCORE, is to make sure that people are doing things correctly, and we want them to be successful. Just as a little PS type thing, SCORE Orlando last year, well, in 2021, helped create a total of 316 new businesses, which means that it created 1,253 new jobs in the city of Orlando, which I think is great, you know. And we serviced over 9,500 people organizations, companies, mm-hmm, in 2021. We don't have the numbers for 2022, but think about that. That's an awful lot of people to help, and actually businesses that are up and running and people that have jobs. So SCORE tries to improve everyone's business and goals. And that's what we're all about. We want everyone to be successful.
Yeah. And once again, those new businesses, that's on top of all the entrepreneurs that come to SCORE who are already in business. So,
correct.
Right. And go ahead, please. Richard?
Yes.
Yes.
Go. So there are a good number of businesses that have perhaps got to a certain plateau, and they want to take it to the next level, and they're looking for some counsel as to how to break through and build on what they've got. And those obviously are a lot of fun, because they've done so much of the hard work, and it's a question perhaps of fine tuning their strategies or addressing a particular, challenge that they're facing in terms of not necessarily money. It might be recruiting new people. It might be enhancing their presence, their marketing presence, whatever the issue is. But those are a lot of fun indeed.
Okay, Lucy, you had a question for Richard.
No, I don't have a question, but the comment that Rich made is quite good. You know, we not only help people who are wanting to start a business, we also have an awful lot of folks that we have helped in the past. And as Rich, I think, mentioned, they have to come back because they're growing and now they are facing different issues, different problems. So we help all along the way, from beginning to the middle, to perhaps even the end. There are people who come in because they need to change their business, or for whatever reason, maybe mostly health, they need to sell it. And we'll help them with that also. So, you know, we're there from A to Z for whatever is the need.
So, and maybe I could give you an example. So just this week, actually, I was working with a lady who's been in business 3 years, and she, you know, you listen to her talk about her business and the people who work for her and everything, and you think, wow, this lady is fantastic. Okay, she could absolutely, should be successful. And she said, I want to get into more commercial work versus residential, and I'd really like to secure some government contracts. And I did a little bit of work in government contracts being a defense subcontractor, but not quite at this level. And so I said, do you really want to do that? No, I really want to do that. And these are my reasons. And I listened to her and I said, okay. And then she said, in fact, I have an opportunity in this particular school system. They're looking for somebody to do what I do, and I'd like to bid on that. And so for the past week, we went backwards and forwards on what the bid documents were. How there were, I think, 83 pages she had to read of contractual terms, which was totally alien to her. And then what was the actual bid document and how she put it together and in triplicate, marked confidential in a sealed envelope by 2 o'clock on Wednesday afternoon. And it was just huge fun, you know. It was fun for her. And it was a lot of fun for me.
Well, you just sort of answered my last question to you, which was, what's your experience at SCORE been like? You want to add to what you just said? I mean, it sounds like you're having a grand old time of it.
Yeah. There, I've met so many very inspiring people. And sometimes I don't really know anything about that particular business, but as Lucy says, the general skills, but then they ask you a question and you have to research it and you have to learn about, X or Y in order to be able to be a positive sounding board. So I find it enormously satisfying to learn about a different business and investigate enough that you can be a really, hopefully a force for good in their success in building their organization.
Wow.
Can I just add something that's Please. A little bit maybe different? But I find that the people that I've met, the counselors that I have met, are really outstanding. And I have made friends with several of them. And because we all come from such varied backgrounds that it's fascinating to talk to all of them. So I have become friends with some of them. And it is another great asset, in a sense, is to know these people that have been in a different world of, from what I have been in. But the fact that we all have outstanding experience is really, for me, it's a good social part of it, too. It's a good reward. Not only do I get to help people, but at the same time, I'm meeting some very, very interesting people. So that's an added bonus, personally.
All right. Well, we're going to have to pretty much leave it there. Richard, fascinating talking with you. And I look forward to meeting you in person. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you too would like to be a SCORE counselor or know someone that you think would be a good SCORE counselor, please refer them to orlando.score.org and you can sign up there. You can also call if you're curious about it, 407-420-4844. Richard would be happy to talk to you. Once again, he's leading up sort of a counselor recruitment drive here. So give Richard a call. Once again, the SCORE number, 407-420-4844. Whoever answers the phone will hook you up with Richard, and we can hook you up with SCORE. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, you can get your tickets at orlando.score.org for the Women's Business Conference this Wednesday, the 15th. Doors open 8 a.m. The conference begins at 9 a.m. It's going to focus on networking. Women especially need to upgrade their networking skills. All of us could, as a matter of fact. But this is focused on women, so please come on out. It's going to be a great day, a great event. And Lucy, I know you're really looking forward to it.
Yes, I am. I look forward to seeing many of you out there.
Okay. All right. So once again, get your tickets at orlando.score.org. You can sign up for the newsletter there. Find out more about how to be a score counselor. Richard, thanks for being with us today. I look forward to talking with you some more.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right.
Thank you, Rich. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Okay. So Women's Business Conference, and then there's always something going on at SCORE. So please do take advantage of it. So until next week, that's all for What's the Score.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.